Don't forget, vote for your favorite high school football rivalry. Go to USA Today's website and vote for the East-West Log Game.
They're one of the finalists in this contest, and get online there and vote, and each school could split $5,000.
Yeah, that's really good. Now, if you're saying, well, I don't know where it is, I don't know. Okay, go to our Facebook page, which is Seth Mila, WSAU. That is the official Facebook page for the show, Seth Mila, WSAU. Click the like button. You might as well do something productive while you're there. And there's a link there for the East-West Log Game rivalry, and I think they deserve it. It's a great thing. All right, so here we go. You're going to be at several Christmas parties this weekend, this next few days. Christmas parties, New Year's Eve parties, social gatherings, and if you're anything like Tom, you're a horrible conversationalist. You just stand there with a drink in your hand.
Usually by the shrimp bowl.
Yeah, and it's you're thinking to yourself, don't come near me, don't come near me, don't talk to me.
Yeah, because
don't
most people I don't want to talk to anyway.
Yours.
Sorry about that. It's just the way it is.
So if you see Tom, avoid him like the plague. Just bring him a drink, bring him some sandwiches, bring him something to eat, and then leave him alone, and he'll be happy. Well, if you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm probably going to need to talk to somebody, here are six conversation tricks that will make people like you. Tom, I want you to try these over the next few days.
Don't care.
See, you and I share the same disease, IDC disease. What you got, an irritable what? No, it's I don't care. All right. Six scientifically proven tricks that you use in conversation to get people to like you. These work. First of all, encourage people to talk about themselves. It gives their brain the same sensation as eating good food or getting money.
Well, yeah, that's true. People, if you're talking about yourself, they're only half listening. If they're talking about themselves, they're really into it then.
Yes, and you don't have to do much. You just sit there and nod.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, ask for advice. Believe it or not, asking for advice helps make you seem more equal with people in more powerful situations and positions than you. Also, number three, repeat the last words of some of their sentences. Now, this, Tom, will require you to actually pay attention.
Oh, man, I don't know.
This repeating the last three words of some of their sentences. That's a technique even hostage negotiators use to build a rapport, and it is very, very effective. So what I do when I'm talking with Tom is occasionally I'll repeat back to him, die in a fire. Which is what I often hear from him.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Gossip. But only do it about positive things. When you gossip about how attractive or smart or funny someone is, the other person will subconsciously associate you with those traits. So you're going to have to work it about the whole attractive thing.
What a load of
crap
hole of this is.
I'm not going to disagree that it is manipulative. But there are people that are very uncomfortable in conversation situations and social gatherings, okay? These are some of the ways to make it less uncomfortable. And you notice there's no booze listed on here, okay?
Jack Daniel's making people witty since 1864.
No, it doesn't make you witty.
No?
It makes you think, hey, there once was a guy from, you know, and you think you're hilarious. And the rest of the people are looking at you go, what? A tool. All right. Next, number five, ask about something positive in their life before you ask other questions. Like, ask about their kids first, and that will have a tendency to make them more positive about everything else. See?
Yeah, unless make sure you know ahead of time what the answers are going to be, because you don't, their kids, and their kids are, you know, pregnant or in jail or, you know.
Both.
Yeah, or both.
And I don't know how Johnny happened to him. I'm really upset. Last but not least, it says, use questions to help people come up with ideas and answers themselves. They're less likely to feel threatened or criticized. That also requires a little bit of work on your part. You have to actually pay attention and be sort of involved. But those are six really good ideas about how to be a good conversationalist this party season. You're shaking your head. You don't care.
Well, it's hard to be a conversationalist when your mouth is full of canapes, you know.
Yeah, you're full of...
All right, canapes. What, are you trying to be fancy now?
That's the only French I know.
It is la sueur. All right, so here we go. The last thing is I'm going to ask you, Tom, now that you know how to be a good conversationalist, let's say you could go back in time.
Right.
Go back in time.
That's the superpower I want, time travel.
Time travel. Mm-hmm. You can go back in time, and without causing a rip in the time-space continuum, you get to meet the younger Tom, the Tom that had hair. Okay? The Tom way back when Tom had a positive outlook on life.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you can only say two words to younger Tom. Two words.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the two-word advice that you would give to younger Tom?
Buy Apple.
That actually is number 8 on the list of the most popular
only
things.
Number 8?
Only number 8.
Buy Microsoft is number 1?
mine would be simply this. Radio career. Forget
avoid
all
the other crap.
Huh? Avoid all the other crap that you did in your life before you got into radio. Just get into radio. Just do it. Radio career. That would be my advice to younger Seth. That and no Twinkies.
Ah.
All right. Exercise more or eat less. Something like
that. Come on. Those are, no, you're not going to say that.
I'm not saying I would adhere to it. All right. So here it is. Two words that a lot of people said they would give themselves. Number 8 on the list was buy Apple. Number 7, plan better. Good advice. Number 6, not her.
That's nice.
I would probably also give that to my younger self. I would still go with radio. All right. Number 5, this one's sad. Marry money. Number 4, don't smoke. All right. You would do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but even as I was smoking, I knew it was bad for me, so I don't think I'd listen.
Number 3, I don't think I like this one. Stay single.
For as long as possible.
Number 2, think first. Very good advice. Think first.
You're not going to have any fun that way.
And number 1, ignore idiots.
Number 1 is ignore idiots?
Ignore idiots. There it is. Those are the things. Now you know how to be, now you know how to have a great conversation over the party season and some advice for yourself. Now we have the new number 1 single from Tom King and the Progressives.
Brother.
Grandma got pulled over with a cold beer and a backseat full of Bud MTs. In the front seat passed out was my grandpa, a bottle of vodka between his knees. She'd been drinking since 12 o'clock. She's older than the Dead Sea Scrolls. She washes back her medication with a shot of tequila, that's how she rolls. The flashing lights came without warning. She nearly had a heart attack. Before the cop could cuff and stuff her, he had a uniform covered in grandma's yak. Grandma got pulled over with a cold beer. On the breathalyzer she blew 2.3. And Grandma won't spend Christmas Day with Grandpa. She's doing the perp walk down at County.